You know how healthy that is for a young minister? I don't know how many times, you know, I grew up here in this church, and people would, they want to talk to me. They wanted to talk to my uncle. Why, of course, I understood that. But you, who wants to talk to you? I had a woman here who took great delight in letting me feel that. And she'd get up and say, I brought a friend here, and they were so blessed in the meeting. And I asked them, were you blessed by what the young man said or the older man? Oh, the older man. What that young man said, that was nothing. She would get up and testify like that to my benefit. And, you know, it was good for me. It was very good. I had to swallow those things, and sometimes they'd rise up in here a little bit, you know. And then I'd say, that's all gone. I won't give in to that at all. Anybody with any sense knew that my uncle was the man of God. And but you know, people give you the idea, I want to talk to you at all. Who are you? When I first started preaching in Yorkville, one of the saints came to me. You can't tell us anything. You young sprout. I said to her, I know, and I'm not going to try to tell you anything. It's a little nasty, maybe, too, you know. But I said, why don't you try to tell us something now? You're an old-timer. You just testify. You teach us. Well, she didn't like that either. And she didn't. Well, after a while, we got along very well. After a number of years. But